Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Mesechtes Avais, Perik Beis, Mishnah Beis, Rabban Gamliel, Benoish, Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi Yoimer. Rabban Gamliel, the son of Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, says, again, as we continue over here throughout the Daidais, Yafet Talmud Torah im Derech Eretz, Limud HaTorah with a job or doing business, that's good. Sheyagias Shneim, the effort, the hard work of doing both of them, Ishkachas Avai. He doesn't have a chance to sin. It's like he's putting himself in a situation where his averis are forgotten. V'chol Torah she'ein ima malacha. A Torah that has no work with it, soifa b'teila. Eventually, it's going to stop. The gereres avai. It'll drag him into sin. If he's working on both, sin will be forgotten. But just for him to learn without a cheshem of how he's going to live, that's going to schlep him into chet. Zok the Mishnah weiter, v'chol hu amelim im hatzibur, all those who work hard. With the tzibur, they are the askanim, you amelim imohem l'shem shemayim. They should work hard along with them, l'shem shemayim. But not to gain fame or power. People should say, ooh, he's the chashav askan. That's not the reason to do it. Sheschus avoysam misayatan. The schus of the avos of the tzibur, that helps those that are oisik with the tzibur to be successful. So don't say, ooh, I spoke to that senator, that congressman, it was my chachma. You had a siyata d'shmaya. Schus avos. V'tzitkasam aimedes load. The schus of the avos lasts forever. Oh, so does that mean that if a person works very hard for the sake of the tzibur, he gets no schar because it's all in the schus of the avos? No. We don't want you to hold yourself a balgaiva. But the atem, as far as you're concerned, ma'ala ni aleichem sachar har bekilya sisa. The Rabban Hashem says, I will give you a lot of schar, as if it was in your own schus. The Rambam explains that maybe a person says, I should go help out the tzibur, but I could do other mitzvahs in this time, and gets chav for that mitzvah. So the Rabban Shem says, don't worry about that. You do what you can for the tzibur, and I'll give you the schar for that mitzvah, as if you did that mitzvah that you couldn't do. So imagine, you go out to help friends, or you do something to create an atmosphere in your class that people should like to learn, or boys shouldn't do the wrong things in a nice way, in a pleasant way. All three of us are there behind you, and this is how it works, says the Maral Miprag in the Sefer Derech Chaim. Avram helps you do it, gives you the right words, gives you the right actions. Yitzchak pushes away all the Mekatrigim, the prosecutors that try to stop you. And Yaakov, he shows you what to do, where you should go. Avram shows you what to say. Yaakov shows you where to go. There's an exact cheshbon of how the Avos help us when we apply ourselves. And let me just say one more nekuda. The Chafetz Chaim used to say, if the Mishnah tells us that Torah that doesn't have melacha is soifa b'teila, and it brings to sin, kal v'chaimer, if a person goes to work and he has no Torah, alachas kama v'kama, says the Chafetz Chaim, how much it would schlep a person in the completely opposite direction of what is good for him. Reb Chaim Volozhiner in the Sefer Ruach Chaim teaches, Yafa Torah im Derech Eretz, even when you're Isaac in Derech Eretz, and you're doing your job, your mind should be in Torah. Today, Baruch Hashem, I've gone to a lot of offices and I hear people listening to Shiurim. You never know, maybe even to Mishnayos tapes while they're doing their work. Reb Chaim Volozhiner says, you know, sometimes even during learning or during davening, we think about our business. So how do we fix that? We should try not to, but we're human beings, so at least during the business, we should try to think about Torah and about learning.